Have pen and paper ready for this exciting information. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaux and Bruce Elgort. This is about pen and paper, right?
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 169 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaux.
And today we spoke to two gentlemen, Trevor Nimagiers and Bill McNaughton, and we spoke about the Velocity App Extender mobile product, which will allow you to mobilize your Note and Domino applications. And isn't that right, Julian?
Yes, right you are, Bruce. Yeah, and actually this is sort of maybe the possible end of our informal mini-series of podcasts that have to do with mobilizing Domino applications. I know that we've spoken with a few different people about, you know, best ways to do that and different products and things like that. So the Cryos, Velocity, and the App Extender products, they are another way that you can mobilize your Domino apps. And in fact, it's not just that, but it's also kind of a framework for mobilizing maybe generic applications from other platforms. And Bill and Trevor go into more detail on that in the podcast. But yeah, I guess it's kind of neat because the mobile market is just so big and interesting now, and it's something that people want to do, but there's not always a really clear-cut way to do it. So you know, it seems like it's a good idea to look at these kinds of solutions and see the different ways to do it.
Yeah, Julian, how are you liking your iPhone 5, by the way?
Yeah, you know, if the display worked right, I think I'd love it. It's got big stripes across it right now, and it doesn't really look so good, so I got to take mine back.
Yeah. I had to mention it because I think we mentioned it during the show. So without any further ado, let's listen to Trevor and Bill, Bruce and Julian, talk about App Extender. On the show today, we have two gentlemen. The first is Trevor Nimagiers from WMO. Trevor, welcome aboard Taking Notes.
Great to be here, Bruce.
Trevor, for those people who are not familiar with WMode, can you give us a little bit of information about the company, what they do, and also about Trevor?
Absolutely, Bruce. Well, you know, many people may know the company Cryos. Our heritage has been in the Lotus community for many years, you know, back to the early 90s. I think it was version 2.1 of Lotus that we started with. But recently Cryos did a transaction with this company called WMode, and really what it's all about is all about mobility and taking our products and bringing them to a broader marketplace. So I've joined that company to help them grow that, and we've also brought our products and licensed those technologies into this relationship such that they can get out to more customers and help them deal with the complexity and the challenges that come with mobility and bring our expertise to bear on that.
Okay, we also have Bill McNaughton from Castlebreck, who's a partner with WMode. Bill, welcome aboard.
Oh, thanks, Bruce.
Can you share with us a little bit about Castlebreck and your background in the world of Note and Domino?
Sure. Yeah, Castlebreck is an IBM Premier Partner based in Ontario, Canada. And I've been the manager of application development here for just a couple of months. Before that, I worked with Cryos and Trevor for 5 years, doing a lot of work in the mobile and Domino space. If I go back to my roots in the Notes and Domino world, I actually started working with Notes applications back in 1988 when I was at Lotus UK, and we were working with the very first beta testers of Notes. Then when it went commercial, working in the UK for a few years, I then transferred to Lotus in Toronto just before the IBM acquisition. After that, I was a co-founder of a Notes-based CRM company just before I joined Cryos. So yeah, I've been doing Notes apps for a long time.
All right. Well, Bill, we're talking about kind of two different products that fit together today. We're talking about Velocity and App Extender. Could you kind of give us the 10,000-foot view of what each of those products are and how they actually kind of go together to form one solution?
Sure. Yeah, Velocity is an XML-based framework to make it very fast to create mobile applications. It works with any web application server, so it's basically just a matter of creating the application to output XML. And Velocity then has clients as well in all the major mobile platforms, which interpret that XML and create the user interface, create the interactive elements. So Velocity can work with any database, any web server, all the major mobile platforms. And then what App Extender is built on top of that. So App Extender uses the same XML for the application, but the difference is that it's catered specifically for the Notes and Domino world. So it's all contained in one NSF file. It has a configuration done through the Notes client. So you don't need, as a developer, you don't need to go into the XML at all. You just configure some forms and choose which elements you want to use in the application. And then under the covers, the Velocity XML is being used as basically a middleware between the Domino server and the mobile clients. So Velocity is the underlying mobile framework, and App Extender is the Notes and Domino specific version that takes your existing apps and puts them onto those mobile platforms.
Bill, you mentioned that you fill out a couple forms and you're up and running. Actually, I'm going to point this one at Trevor. Trevor, so you're saying that we don't have to make any changes to the Notes database design in order to use App Extender. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. Essentially, what App Extender is doing is configuring this XML, and it's basically pointing towards source databases. So any Notes application, any Domino application in your environment, you just point towards it. You make some configurations, add some images, do some things that are specific to mobile, and then it essentially creates the XML, and then Velocity consumes that natively on the device.
Okay. And I think I actually sat through a demo of App Extender several months ago. Weren't there two ways to access the Notes database from the mobile device? Wasn't there a native app, like an iOS app, and the ability to also access the device through HTML?
Yes, you know, we're big believers. We've certainly seen as people adopt mobile technologies, you know, the HTML5 is a growing force. We look at it and see that there's a place for a native and there's a place for HTML5. Our Velocity client is a native application, so it gives you all the power of offline and the deep API integration and those kind of things that people expect in a native interface. But you can also translate the XML data stream into an HTML5 interface if you want to show it that way. So you've got the benefit of both, essentially.
So in terms of the mobile devices, now I'll go ahead and direct this towards Bill. How does, you know, I guess there's more than one phone that you support with Velocity. So, you know, how does Velocity specifically kind of help with the fact that there's all these bring your own device, Androids, iPhones, Blackberries, and offices? How does it deal with that?
All right, yeah, that is a key challenge, because if you wanted to go from scratch and write your own native application, it would be to talk to the Domino backend, it would be a huge amount of work. So Velocity itself provides native clients for the Android, BlackBerry, and now iOS is coming out just this month. So basically, you install that portion on your device, and then it does all the interacting with the backend server, and it supports all the major versions of those platforms. So basically, you know, Cryos and WMO have done all the testing to make sure it's compatible with all the major phones, and all you need to focus on is the back-end configuration. And like Trevor said, too, there is the native HTML, or sorry, there's an HTML5 client as well, so that's also an option to access the data, even from a desktop browser or from the browser of any device as well.
Are we talking about read-only access to Notes databases, or are we also talking about, you know, editing of data? And as a follow-up to that, another part of that question would be, how do you handle some of the application logic that would normally sit in the Notes database for the mobile device?
Yeah, that's a really good point, because on the security side, we do integrate with the existing Domino security. So it does provide for creation and editing of data as well. And even on the native platforms, we integrate with the Domino authentication. So once you're on the mobile device, whatever access you had on the through a web browser, you also have through the mobile device. So if you're allowed to create certain types of documents, that still applies. If you have, say, readers and authors fields, that's also respected through the mobile platform. In terms of logic, a good example of a mobile application is things like workflow, where you want to do approvals. And so what we've done is we allow the option to create a fairly basic workflow in App Extender itself. So there's basically just drop-downs and configuration options for saying what do you want to happen at each stage. You know, when I click a button, I want to change the value of a field. So that can all be configured in App Extender itself. But there's also the option to hook into existing agents. So basically calling any Domino agent, which could, of course, be written in LotusScript or Java. And so when you click on a button in App Extender, it can trigger that agent to do some very complex logic if you need that. So that's basically a couple ways that you can add logic to the application itself.
Okay. Well, could you give us some examples of some of the things your clients have used to mobilize their Domino apps? Or some of the apps they've mobilized, I guess. Maybe that's a better way of asking the question.
Sure. A couple of examples. There's one in the oil industry, and the mobile users need access to a location of drilling rigs. They need to coordinate when those rigs get moved. So it's very much daily information that needs to be fresh. And it's also a very field-based industry. People are not working in offices. They're working out in the field in remote parts of Canada. So it basically takes the rig status information and even the CRM-type data as well from Domino databases. It makes that available on the mobile platforms. And they actually took 10 different applications used for rig locations in Canada and the United States, also CRM. And we actually went on site, and it only took us 2 days to configure that whole set of 10 applications, so it was very quick to get that working. Other applications are, say, customer service, where there's a team across the country where they want to log service issues and have that responded to right away. And again, it was already in a Nuts database, a Domino database, but they wanted to extend that to people that were working in trucks and in delivery locations instead of being right in the office. There's also some medical applications, mining. So the mining example is interesting because they're going very far north in Canada where there's no wireless connections. So they access the data in their offices and they go to these northern locations and they can work 100% offline. They can fill in forms and it's basically a sales application. So they're filling in forms with prospects about what they're looking for in certain products. But they're doing it all offline. When they come back online, then it sends the data back to the server.
Yeah, you just answered my next question, which was going to be, how do you guys handle offline support? And now that you did answer that, can you do things like selective replication down to the mobile device? So, you know, Trevor doesn't get all the data in the database. He just gets the records that he needs to work on.
Yeah, by default, to answer that question about partial download, by default, it respects authors fields and readers fields. So it would do it that way. There's not the exact concept of selective replication, but there are. You can do it through the security mechanism. You can also configure different parts of the application to come down to different users. So one thing we're adding right now actually is the ability to take a certain category from a view and pull that down to various users. So it's a bit of a different way of doing it, but you can achieve the same goal.
Trevor, if people want to get started with App Extender, how do they do so?
Well, our approach to that is, there's trials, there's different ways of getting access to technology. And really our approach was to say that people could use it for free up to 5 devices. So if you come to our website, you sign up to the website, you ask for the code, we'll send you the code. And for up to 5 devices, if that's all you're using it for, it's essentially a free product forever. You get an NSF file, you get the actual file that you deploy to the mobile platforms, and away you go. If you choose to deploy it beyond that, then there's, you know, obviously some fees and some things like that that would come into play. But, you know, our approach is let's get it to a lot of people. And that's one of the ways that we've decided to do it. So the most people could experience the benefit that it provides.
And also, I'm not sure who this would get directed to, but you know, before we talked a little bit about the separation between you know Velocity and App Extender. So I guess two things about that. First of all, is the free trial for or the free five users, is that for both products or just for one? And also, are there other? The quick answer for that is yes, that's for both of them. And I guess the other thing that I was thinking is that. We talked about App Extender being kind of Lotus specific, but Velocity being this very general tool. Are there some other things that are in the works or that exist already that will connect Velocity to other platforms besides Lotus?
It's a great question, Julian. That is certainly the model that we are moving forward with. You know, Velocity has been built such that it can talk, you know, to any HTTP server. If it gets XML, it's good to go. So, you know, really, if you want to build your application in PHP or it's coming out of your SAP system or Oracle or whatever, if you can essentially get it to a web server, configure it to our XML schema, you're good to go. We started with, you know, we had a strong heritage in the Lotus community. We've loved that community. So we really started there with this configuration tool. But absolutely, you'll be seeing more to come in that space. And, you know, we're really looking into different markets where, you know, some of the big enterprise systems, SAP and so on, those are places where you can expect to see more from us in terms of configuration tools that really accelerate the process of mobilizing applications.
All right, so when a customer purchases App Extender, what exactly do they do to get, you know, their notes databases mobilized so people can use them?
Well, Bruce, essentially there's two pieces to it. One is the native application that sits on the mobile device. So we package up and create, you know, specific versions for that customer, and they can take that into their environment and deploy that out through their existing MDM solution or, you know, Bez or what have you. And then the second part of that is really the NSF, the Lotus Domino specific part that you put into your Lotus environment that creates and configures to the XML schema that Velocity requires. So when you put those two pieces together, that's essentially how you get the app. You know, Bill can give a little bit more specifics on how you do that technically.
Right, because the way that you configure the application is everything's contained in one NSF file. So you just put that NSF file on your Domino server. You then click to open it from your notes client. The first thing you could do is create a view document, and that's basically where you configure which existing view you want to mobilize. So everything's done just clicking and selecting. There's no development, actually design work required. So you create the view, you just click a button to select the source database. Then you choose which view from the list of views. After that, which columns you want to render. And once that's done, you can save it, and right away you can point the mobile client to that NSF on your server, and you can see it, the application right away. And of course, it would be very simple at that point. So you then go back, and you can change the configuration. You can add graphics and styles. And you can have different front ends. But usually the next step is to design the form, and the form is done in a similar way. You just create a form document, select from a list of forms, and then select which fields you want to include on that form. Save that, and now you go back to the mobile client, and you can see your view, but you can also click on a document, and you can see the form rendered. One of the key points is that you're always selecting a subset of the existing application, because we find, in general, for mobile apps, you want it to be simpler and more clear than the default Notes client app. So you're choosing a subset of elements. And at that point, you can go back and, do more styling, have launch pages and customize the graphics for different types of devices. So that's also an option is, for example, having smaller icons for, say, an Android phone and larger ones for an iPad. So there's a lot of style options, but to get started, that's all you need to do is to select the view, select the forms, and then access that that database on your server, and right away you've got the mobile app.
Trevor, if people want to learn more about App Extender and Velocity, where would they go?
Crowds Velocity, crowdsvelocity.com is the best place to start. The site has, you know, all the specifics of how the platform works. It allows you to actually, you know, request and down and get a copy of the code, which we produce for you. It also has a support site behind it where you can, you know, log tickets and ask questions and so on. So, www.crowdsvelocity.com, and that's K-R-Y-O-S. velocity.com. Sometimes people get the spelling of our name kind of reverse the R and the Y, so I'll just highlight that point.
Okay, and Trevor, I have to ask, iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry?
You know, interesting, I carry an Android phone and a BlackBerry today. My wife has an iPhone, so I believe that there's a lot of interesting things happening in this marketplace. I don't know if there's any clear winner. I think there's certain devices for certain functions. So we really believe in supporting them all and taking that complexity out of the kind of the worry of the enterprise, person who just wants to mobilize an application. But in terms of who's going to win the war or who's not going to, that's kind of a bit of a loaded question. And I know, but I think there's some great devices across all platforms, and certainly we support them, and I use a number of them.
Okay, Bill, how about yourself?
I'm actually just about to receive an iPhone 5 in the next 2 days. right now, I've got a BlackBerry right now, but just looking forward to that.
Nice. And Jillian, what are you using nowadays?
Oh, you know I'm an iPhone guy, Bruce.
I know you're an iPhone guy, but we'll save the people who already heard in the intro about your iPhone 5. So, Bill, anything else you want to share about App Extender or Velocity with the listeners?
Well, I think one thing, just as a Node developer myself, I think the kind of exciting thing about this approach is that if you have existing apps that you may have delivered for customers even years ago, it's a chance to go back to them and very quickly you can mobilize them. So basically breathe some new life into those apps. And you don't need to do a lot of learning or learning new development approaches. You can just take what you already have and make those into mobile apps very easily.
Well, thanks for telling us all about App Extender and the Velocity platform. You know, I think what's really interesting is the fact that, you know, while it's a great solution for mobilizing your Notes and Domino applications, you can also, through the Velocity, you know, platform itself, you know, connect to other back-end systems. So we're not just talking about Notes and Domino. I think Trevor mentioned before, you know, which I think you mentioned SAP, was it? Was that one of the systems? Or maybe that was in my show notes.
Matt. Yep, absolutely. You know, those are some of the systems, and you know, more advanced configuration tools. Is part of where we're orienting our you know, further investments. But certainly, things like Lotus is used as a big community. You see lots of SAP, and you also see a lot of cloud-based systems too, which is interesting. So Velocity really doesn't distinguish. It just needs data. It needs this XML data stream. So if you want to pull it from a cloud application, an internal application behind the firewall. Lotus Domino, we really want to support all of that.
Well, when we talk about this as a solution for mobilizing your applications, are we talking about just something that a company would buy and then put in place, and then their internal admins or developers would kind of work with it, or is there some opportunities for business partners or ISVs to kind of start, using this and customizing it, or you know, kind of what's the market look like for you guys?
Well, certainly, an enterprise can buy and license this technology internally and deploy it themselves. But we're big fans of the community and the channel partners, and we've worked with many of them around the world in previous years. So we're reaching out to that environment and showcasing some of our mobile expertise. And where an ISV says, you know what, I want to implement my solution. It's a help desk solution or it's a workflow solution, and they may not know all the challenges around mobility and all the things that come in this very fractured marketplace. We love partnering with organizations like that. So we've already done that. We're doing that with Castlebreck. We're doing that with others. And, we fully embrace that and encourage it.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank Trevor and Bill for joining us on episode 169 of Taking Notes. Be sure to visit cryosvelocity.com to learn more about Velocity and App Extender. And Trevor, thanks again for your time today.
It's been great being here, Bruce.
And Bill, you as well.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Well, that's a wrap. We'll talk to you guys again real soon.